So, college. Remember, college was like a different world, and it was a place where you could grow into your own in addition to trying to go for a career that you thought would be viable for you, and you can meet like a whole lot of different, an assorted group of people, and then it's like your actual footprint into getting into the real world. Unless you were going to work or unless you had other plans in mind, but college, man, college, lots of great things happen on college. Well, not unless it was what was going on these past few days when you're protesting a war, you know? Yep. And apparently we're back into those kind of plays again. It's all happening again. Well, this is the perfect time to talk about it. Welcome to the Jim Ed Show here on
J360 Radio.
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome back to the J-Man Show for episode 334. I am your host, Jay, of course, and let me just let you know, we are back with another hit on our hands, I'd like to think. Another bit of talking and a little bit of, Jesus Christ, what in the hell are we getting into now, you know? Before we get started tonight, you mind me asking you guys something right quick? Is anybody else tired? Is anybody else tired of all of this? I don't want to call it a war, but all of these internal conflicts going on. Anybody tired of all of this stuff right here? Where it seems like it's getting in the way of you living your life? Because you know, one way or another, you have to go out into that world. You have to go out into these neighborhoods. You have to go out into all these places. And it's not by choice. It's just where, the lottery of life put you at. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it gets hard for me, y'all. I never thought that we would have these kind of same old conflicts going on into the future like we did years ago. You know, everybody keeps talking about World War III. Everybody keeps using Fallout as an example. They keep using The Handmaid's Tale as another example. They keep using, like, all of these other things to come into play when really we all should be living, respecting each other, and trying to get through our lives here. It's to the point where we can't even communicate during, like, local functions, you know? Like the block parties and all that stuff of the day. It's just. You know, we're getting closer to the time where we all talk about we're excited of going out, we're excited of having some fun and all, but it just always got to be something going down. There was a shooting not too long ago from where my town is. You know, it's just getting really, really bad out here. Then again, it's not getting really bad. It's been bad. It's just cooking. It's finally getting to that point where it's overcooked and it's about to bust. Like, honestly, war in general is stupid. Unless you're war profiteering. You see, those that are making money either off of weaponry and all, those are the ones that want this stuff to continue. If anything, I want you all to remember, in terms of conflict, follow the money. Okay? Who benefits off of this stuff a lot more than, say, like you and other things? Who's really reaping the benefits of this? You see, because a lot of the stuff that started over there was by Hamas. But at the same time, people get caught in the crossfires of different wars. And we all know that the one that's in charge of Israel is not trying to end this conflict at all. And you see, like, a lot of the war efforts and stuff, the United States has to be a part of it because, well, there's a lot of ties there, and if you ain't gonna help out at a certain point, that makes you look bad in a different sort of way on that public scale. I mean, I can see it from like both sides, whereas being a functioning person in this society, I don't trust my government with a damn thing, especially nowadays. You know what I mean? It hasn't done right to its own people. And I mean, in terms of like people of color, in terms of, well, poor white folks, the list goes on and on. And as I see this stuff nowadays, and don't worry, my Latin family out there, I know y'all are going through it too. Now, I'm not going to use politically correct terms. It's gotten to the point where you can't make this stuff up. This shit has got to end. And one way or another, the world has to heal. Now, there are people out there that think they're entitled to your feelings and to, like, what who suffers the most, who went through all this stuff. We're all suffering. I don't care if you speak English or not. You're suffering in some way. Because all this stuff going on right here is not helping you grow. It's not helping you become better than what you were, right? We're all supposed to be healing and we're all supposed to be recovering. But in a way, I think we kind of went through the recovery and relapsed in other ways. And that healing just never came. It's a lot more resentment and righteous indignation going on that has got us all boiled over. And I mean, like, when I look at it, guys, I always think this. I don't have time to please anybody else. I'm trying to please me. I'm pissed off. I'm tired of all this stuff. And then there are moments where the conflict differs every day of what I'm pissed off about. You know, could it be my job? Could it be, like, trying to get, like, a better place to live? Still going for my filmmaking dreams? California stuff that I want to do? And any of these other things, you know? Like, I haven't given up on my dreams, but it's like it gets hard for me to continue on the fight. But no matter how difficult things become, I never wanted things easy anyway. I never really did this for validation. I did this to prove to myself that I could do it, in addition to showcasing other people that they can be artists, that they can grow into their own, that they can make the next iconic movie out there. Regardless of whether it's unintentionally funny or not, the fact that they could actually do this stuff because the future has given us the ability to make this stuff. And you know, I've seen the harsh realities of life play over and over again. Well, from, you know, the early stages of living into now as an adult. And I'm going to see a lot more of it, you know? It's just like, you know, it gets impossible to please anything or anybody, so you might as well please yourself, you know? All that putting me first, all the validations I need for me and all, always put myself first, because I spend a lot of time with myself anyway, as should all of you, the person, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, there's always that moment where you look at the people around you in your community and you look at who stands by you or who's only here for the seasonal or who's only here because, you know, at the end of the day, there's nothing better for them to do. So they follow you by their own means and reasons why. But here's my whole thing, all right? I ain't giving up on a damn thing. I'm going to keep on going, you know? All of the things that I went through are not the same as it was. I'm not necessarily still the same person that I was in season one, you know? You grow as a person. You make mistakes. You go through, you know, duality and, like, what is the most important thing? Or did you do right by the people that surrounded you? Or, like, are you still friends with certain people? Do you still see, like, the ones that help you? Are they really helping you? Or are they doing it for ulterior motives? Or, like, the girls that you want to be with and stuff, do they like you for you? Or are they just here for a season two, you know? And it really rips you apart sometimes. I know a lot of people that withdrew themselves and they are never coming back. I've seen that. Like, a lot of good people, you know, left and they're just tired of everything. And then there's a lot of other people with so much anger. See, unlike me, I know my anger and that's why I express it and stuff. And that's why I speak out about things, such as like here on the J-Man Show and all, but there are other people, they don't know how to handle it, and they fall apart in the process because they hold it in too much, and it boils over, and then they explode that one time and destroy everything they set out to do. Or then there's the ones that, you know, they get too into being an aggressor and stuff like that, and they fall apart in the seams. It's just a wild time to be alive. And, you know, everything is scandal this, scandal that, and you did this to me, I'm going to go ahead and do this to you. Retribution all over the place. It's just a lot. And you know, at the end of it, I'm like, you know, that whole thing of you're not going to please everybody. Because not everybody can be pleased. Still comes into play. Like, a good word now and again is fine. And I mean, like, it's the little things that really do matter, but then there comes the part where everything gets to a significant crossroads where it's just not even enjoyable. Like, you know, there was a little bit of fun when it came to, like, social media. It was a little bit of fun when the MCU was in its early day, right? Like, remember when we were all worried about, like, what would happen and we need to find out what's going to happen next and all, and now you're seeing, like, everything is on the bottom end. Like, it makes it seem like everything that's on streaming is kind of forced. It makes it seem like certain things that are floating around here is just not fun. Video games have been leaving, like, a very sour taste in the mouth, you know? It's just, it's a very, ugh. It feels like it's like the, feels like the ashtray of everything that we have had for going on into this decade is starting to show. And it makes it seem like the whole 21st century is a complete waste of time, doesn't it? I mean, like, you know, nowadays when you try to help somebody or you try to, you know, speak out to somebody that you find attractive, there's all of this attitude and all this bullshit, that like entitlements that are floating around. Well, you're just being nice, you know? People are allowed to be nice, you know what I mean? And then there comes the concept where, you know, you're trying to rebuild because you lost something that was important to you. So you're trying to rebuild and you're trying to do it better this time for the right reasons. Like, you know, sometimes you have to lose significant things in order to gain clarity of why you do what you do. And you see, I guess my moment of losses hasn't stopped yet because I'm telling you, like, I'm at that point where if this was a Popeye cartoon, I'm about to eat that spinach and knock out a bunch of things. I'm about to make shit happen. And God willing, I'm doing it. Like, every time I'm on this stuff and every time I'm making things here and I'm always saying, hey, guys, we got this whole thing configured. We're ready to go. And you know what? It is. It's time to jump back in. I got to go back to the ring. I got to fight. But then there's that moment where the fight is like, do I really need to do this now? You know? And sometimes it be like that when you're like in your mid to late 30s, you know? Sometimes you look at it and you're like, what was I fighting for and why does this matter? And like, I don't know, some of this stuff is just not important to me. But you see, the thing about J360 Productions is that is important to me. And you see, like, everything that I'm doing right now is important to me. And the truth is, the ones that stayed here, you know, they're the ones that matter. Like, a lot of you guys that look forward to this series and look forward to, like, new things from my company and all, I'm very happy. And that keeps me going, you know? And then not to mention, like, I remember a long time when I was trying so hard to go for elders in my family's validations, and it didn't matter. You know, they didn't know what the hell I was going through. Made these weird-ass assumptions about me and stuff like that. And you know what? I didn't sit there and whine about it. I used it. And then I ended up coming out in the top grade of my class. And then, you know, I ended up getting a great job and running J360 Productions. And I was firing on all cylinders. And that more or less is like the first season of the J-Man show and then everything else coming together. And then, you know, as you do go through that and you see, like, losses come back, you know, and it seems like you're about to turn the lights off, I'm ready for it. You know? Because you went through your low. And then you come back and you go ahead and you realize the only place you can go is to the top. And see, with all this stuff going on regarding, you know, the protesting and all, this has all happened before. I'm just glad that the National Guard wasn't called to being sent through there and firing live rounds. Because, you know, that's a scary thing. A lot of stuff is shoot first now. Either way, SWAT teams do that. What they did at these colleges such as Columbia and UCLA, they do that. They're trained to do that. You know, and there was a moment where peaceful protesting could have worked, but remember when I say, like, when you overuse something, like, if you tell the same joke, it'll lose its impact after that first one. When we all did protesting, that's when it lost its impact. I would say all the way back to the Occupy movement is when, like, protesting started to lose its flavor. You see what I'm saying? And then came other forms of protesting and all that stuff. People were protesting almost every day for, what, a lot of the spring going into summer months? You know, during the, I think it was during, was it during War on Terror or was it, like, it was around, it was recent. It was one of our recent conflicts that we did not win because there was no winner. You know, and the thing about war is you can't keep thinking that one side's the good side and the other side is the bad side. All right, it's not the 40s anymore. The thing is, we are one side and they are another side. They're the op for us. That's the only thing that's really coming down to is their uniforms are different than ours. You understand what I'm saying? And whereas we are to protect the interests of the Constitution and our entire country and everything, why do we invade in other countries for? You see what I'm saying? Or vice versa. You know? Like when 9/11 happened, that was a big deal. But you see, like, all this other stuff that's going down around here. This country, the U.S., doesn't know what a domestic terrorist is. And nowadays, they're shooting from the hip. They're not taking the time to ask questions. And when it comes to things like this, I don't think they ever do. You see, we try to look at it from humane ways, right? But you see, there comes a part where it could be the most innocent protest, but you're going to have a few radicals come in there and hijack the message. And when they do hijack the message, everything gets lost. I don't even think people remember what started all of this. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what reignited this, the whole thing again? Ask somebody, and I guarantee you'll get an answer, but it probably won't be an unbiased one that you really need to know. And I'm glad that people are being aware of things, because everybody was talking about some of the softest rap beefs I have ever seen in my life. Boy, the rap game is going through it again, man. Like, yeah, I had to say that, y'all. I mean, this episode's going to be deep, but it's like this, though. I don't even know how the hell that got started. You know, what was it? It was Drake versus Kendrick, was it? Or was it like Kendrick versus... I don't give a damn. I don't even care about these guys. Which is ironic, because I like Kendrick Lamar, but, you know, I didn't think you'd get involved in, like, any sort of rap beef right now. But, hey, people were talking about that stuff, and even then, it's like, you know, did the music get any better? That's the question. You know, for a while there, people were beefing about Ghost Riders, and it's like, get the fuck out of here. You know? But, once again, those celebrity lifestyles and stuff, they're a joke anyway. You see it all the time. But that's source for another episode. Right now, what I'm saying is, we as a country, though, or no, we as inhabitants of this planet, the whole planet Earth, we need to fucking heal. We need to take the time, take one long breath, and just say fuck it. You know? Really, because all this stuff is ridiculous now. And I'm not leaving out, like, the whole issue with jobs, infrastructure, and all. That's a problem in itself. Right there, that's a war right there, you know? Who's getting paid the most? Who just started getting paid more than the people that were already there? And, by you know, and so on and so forth. Like, you can only have so many damn pizza parties until you realize, you know, I would love to pay my water bill this month. You know what I mean? It's little things like that that get you thinking. And then the entitlements around here. Like, I'm just really perplexed by things. And it seems like I'm at a loss for words because there's a lot of things I want to say. But, you know, like I said, I can express myself, but I cannot incite a riot. You know what I mean? Well, and then there's when somebody would chime in and say, well, why not, Jay? We just had a few. Well, that's another thing. Did you know, like, sometimes the police tries to engineer riots in order to do this stuff? Some people want you to go ahead and wreck things. Some people want you to destroy your own neighborhood. Some people want you to go as far as to be completely ridiculous about the message and not have one. There is a quota. There's a lot of that stuff that is out there that you didn't think was out there. And then, you know, like I said, if you have a message about anti-war and all, you have to conduct it right. And see, the thing is that there are people out there who don't want to tell you that stuff. You know, like some of the beefs that I had to let them go. You know, because they were getting in the way of me doing what I'm here to do. You see, I'm not here to fight a bunch of no-names on the internet. I'm here to make my art count. I'm here to build this brand. But just like, you know, other people out there, you know, some of y'all are here to make music. You're not here to fight with people that are in the same community as you, right? You know, and all this stuff comes from deep-seated resentment or jealousy. And then it comes from the idea that you don't care about, like, you see, because you didn't even care about the art at that point. You fell out of love with it. Now you're just trying to get even with the scumbags over here that don't respect you. Thing is, if they didn't respect you then, they damn sure ain't going to respect you now. Which is what you see with a lot of these opposing countries right now. I like to think that there was a moment where we were actually at peace with Russia, but I don't see it with Putin in office. You see what I'm saying? I'd like to see it that we were actually at peace. Like, for a while there, they had this whole thing that we were friends with Israel, but then something around there changed, and then we had an uneasy relationship with Palestine for a long time. But you got to realize these are living people, and the thing is, they've been fighting for the same spot for quite some time. These conflicts have been going on forever, and it's going to be impossible, even here in the future, to try to brush all that under the rug and start again. You would think that'd be the easiest thing, but no, there's a lot of resentment there. You understand what I'm saying? And not to mention the resentments around here regarding equality. Well, they call it racial equity now. But, you know, like any of the stuff that's going on around here is kind of hard, too. Because let's just narrow it down. In the black culture, it's hard because you got black people that do not like other black people. And it couldn't be on anything more ridiculous than you think it is. It could be because of class, it could be because, you know, the money issue, or it could be because, well, that's kind of class anyway, but it could be religion, it could be basically because the wind was blowing. Some people just hate because that's what they know, and it's really sad, right? And you hope that you can make a difference, you hope that you can change stuff for the better, and you hope that you can find people that'll love you. You hope for that universal love, but you're not going to get that. You're going to get people that see you, and hopefully you'll get people that love you, but, and you keep fighting for that now. Keep fighting for that. But it's very rare. Because everybody's different about stuff. And if they're not going to get what they want from you, they're going to go over to the next person. Which is why, like, sometimes you don't need to get pent up about people leaving. I want everybody to understand that. When people leave you, it is a wonderful thing. Because you don't have to deal with that headache anymore. You don't have to deal with none of that lame-ass shit from any of these would-be fake-ass Kim Kardashians floating around here. Or these, who is the biggest actor on the male side? Any one of them fake-ass Ryan Goslings floating around. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to deal with any of them kind of people and stuff like that once they're out of your life. And if you know they're not for you, that's the best time to get rid of them. And then the thing is, the healing can begin because it's over. It's done with. You know? It's just like with a lot of things. I mean, if you keep going on and on about it, you waste so much time and energy and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we all wish we could be like Taylor Swift, right? And just make like a mega hit album talking about all of our past relationships. And then at the same time, hope people love us back for it. Or we could be like Billie Eilish whispering in every damn song and sounding like, ugh, just a dry heave in person. And then on the other side of the whole thing, make stupid takes and generalizations about people's lives that they know nothing about. oh, you know, boys don't go through that. Girls are nice. It's like, the fuck was that all about? Boys go through body shaming and all that shit too. But hey, you know, whatever. And then she made some other fucking take. Just, oh God, it's just like, shut up, woman. Just shut up. You're 22. You're still getting involved in things. And even then, you don't live the same lifestyle as somebody else does. You know? Those of you that are going through the hood, those of you that are going through, like, tough times, or you're out there in the sticks somewhere, and you have dreams of greatness, and you have dreams of, hey, I need to go to the city and do things, or, like, you know, you're trying to move on with your life, and you seem like you keep running to a roadblock all the time. I get that. You know? I live that life, too. Roadblocks and all. You know? It just... You just do what you can. And just remember this. Did you care about yourself at all when dealing with social norms and social problems and dealing with all sorts of weird shit in life? You know? Did you find a way to make life better for you? And I don't mean, like, you know, sign up for any of these streaming networks and just hope, like, the pain goes away. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, did you learn something? Did you actually go and try to meet people? Did you actually go and try to learn some skills that make you reliable and make you resourceful? Because you see, companies are kind of the same way as nations sometimes. You're important till you're not. And when you're not important, they will let you know about it. And then, like, if you're unreliable to them, they will let you know about it. But the thing about it is, are you doing something for you, for your sake? And then the thing about it is, if not, go find it. Go read, go to a library, go something, you know, go do something. Because there's a lot of y'all that are young and angry, and I understand your anger. I've had it too. You don't make 8 seasons of this show without having that kind of indignation. You see what I'm saying? But I also knew, like, what I wanted to do, how to go about it, what plans are feasible right now, and just keep on going. You can keep going as well. Yeah, you can. I mean, I'm not Andrew Tan, and I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear for, like, at least $800, $900. And I'm not going to be saying, like, oh, you're an alpha male. You're going to do this. Oh, yeah, you're going to go ahead and make stuff happen. Did you know that there was a video out there where this this elder gentleman says, you will shave your head for this summer? And I was like, what the fuck are you doing, sir? I mean, I can understand you trying to sway people in, but, you know, here's the thing. I ain't shaving my head for nobody, alright? It's wild, right? Like, some of these videos that are on here and they get about tens of thousands of views, I don't know if they're paying for bots, or I don't know, like, how the hell they managed to get that amount, but I do know that it's because of selling you those dopamine hits that tell you what you want to hear, and how you feel comfortable about it, and what's going to help you grow. Everybody's got a sales pitch out here. And when I saw that video, I was like, people should just be who they are. Unless you want to make changes to who you are. You know? Like, sometimes you would think that who you are is enough. Right? Like, isn't that, like, the number one thing about it? Who you are is enough? And in some cases, it is. Because everybody else out here is fucking fake. You know, sometimes I take a look at it like this. There are people out here who are walking around and they are very emotionless upstop. And not only that, they are dead inside. You know what I mean? They go to work, they come home, they live very monotonously. And then here's the whole point. They're not alive. They're just going through the motions. I couldn't be any more alive, y'all. Especially here at 37. You know? And 38 will be coming, and there's not a damn thing I can do about it. It's amazing how some of you all like to go ahead and do the time paradox thing. Because y'all are scared of the number 30. Y'all are scared of the number 30. You're damn scared of the number 40 coming around. And then some of y'all try to cope by saying, 40 is where life begins. Yeah, no. Life begins at least, like, when you come out of your mama's womb, but whatever. You know? You're supposed to grow up. And you see, like, women nowadays are weird in their own way, because they do this whole, I'm 25 again. Bitch, you 55. All right, stop it. Stop it right now. Your crow's feet coming in real nice along with that menopause, isn't it? You know, it's just like, of course, menopause is usually around 40, but it is what it is. Everybody's different. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of y'all will sit here and say, oh, I'm turning 34. Oh, my God. I don't know if I'll have enough time to be a parent and blah, blah, blah. You got time. You got time. You do realize that a lot of that research that came out of nowhere, well, you know, where they tell you you'll stop, blah, 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 blah. Or like, what was his name? He used to be around all the time. And he was kind of gay. What was his name? Kevin Samuels, yeah. Y'all listened to him, didn't you? Like, I used to watch that stuff. I thought it was, like, the funniest shit ever, because he would have some delusional motherfuckers on his program. I mean, he would. And then he would hit them with this whole thing about the wall. You know? Let me just be perfectly honest with you. Yeah, there might be some truth to some of that science, but everybody is different. A lot of people are aging differently. A lot of people are living differently. Okay? You got all the choices in the world. Now, if you wanted to become a housewife, there's nothing against that. If you wanted to become, you know, a full-time mother, once again, nothing against that. It's entirely up to you. Nobody's trying to take away your choices from you, per se. And if you wanted a career and you wanted to do all those other things, like, I don't have a problem with women in charge, much in the same way like me being a man in charge. It's okay. But I also know some of them slovenly behaviors that show up out of nowhere, like the Harvey Weinsteins and the Dan Snyders of the world, that still comes into play. That happens a lot. You'd be surprised where some of us, you know, we think we are untouchable. We think the power that we get cannot be beaten. See, power is immoral. But power also corrupts. And if you know how corrupted your stuff is becoming, you need to take a few minutes back and you need to rework that conduct a little bit. You see what I'm saying? Be a leader, not a molester. Be a leader. I don't understand why people have a hard time acknowledging, like, you know, when they do flaws and stuff like that. Some of the most powerful people in the world that we reference a lot of times for our points were very corrupt people. Okay, so I want you all to know that. And that also ties into what I said about that old man with his video talking about men shaving their heads. It's like, if you know that the weather is getting too hot for you to have long curly hair, you know to shave your head, right? You wouldn't do it because some grown-ass individual tells you this stuff, right? This is why I say, like, the world needs to heal. And we all need to accept each other for who we are. Now, there might be moments where we do wrong things, and there might be moments where we cuss at each other, we say a bunch of things out of turn and stuff like that, and, you know, we kind of have to do a little course correct. That's just part of life. It's not taking away from you, and it's not making you feel bad about these things. It's just to make you better. Now, if somebody's always making a snide remark and a snide crack at you, like, every 5 minutes about it, that's somebody with a problem. So you can go ahead and look at them and say, all right, so what's your deal then? And they're like, well, you know, see, and then they start stammering at that point. You got to know how to come correctly about things, all right? Because as it is with the three things that you'll always be judged, I don't care what the hell it is or how people go about saying, well, you know, I accept everybody and all that kind of stuff. No, you've made fun of somebody before, and it usually falls into these three categories: how you look, how you speak, and how you carry yourself. Now, a lot of y'all carry yourselves well, right? A lot of y'all speak well, I hope. And then I would think a lot of y'all come out into the world looking like something instead of being something to look at. Right? Right? I mean, think about it now. Or unless you're walking around like this one person I saw wearing Snoopy pants, a bonnet, and like this ill-fitting Lakers shirt, even though at the same time that's a bad time to wear it. It was a bad look anyway, but it's a bad time to wear Lakers stuff right now. Just like, oh my God, I hope the Sixers are doing good. I didn't bother watching the game because that was really close last time with the Knicks. I'm just saying. How the hell did they get good? You know what I mean? Then again, they got good for the Knicks, put it that way. But yeah. Thank you, Tyrese Maxey, put it that way. But it's little things like that that I'm telling you guys because I want y'all to remember, you know, we can do this. We can build a better world. We can be better than what our peers throw on us and all, but it's going to take some time to get there, and you really got to have some hope for it. And, you know, like these wars and stuff that are going on, I don't have a solution in mind for it. And I don't think they do either, you know what I mean? But I do have an idea that we're not going to be here forever, guys. You know? We're going to all be going away soon. You know? Sometime in the future, you know? But when you look back on living a full life, what are you gonna say in your memoirs? That you went out here and you protested for a while and you went on like some sort of tirade that didn't go anywhere. You were hoping people accepted your sexual orientation and like, you know, they didn't give two fucks about the sexual orientation because rent was due. Or like, you know, any of this other stuff out here. You got mad at Stellar Blade because the main character was a beautiful girl and you just couldn't handle the idea that she was a strong female lead without looking fugly. I mean, what exactly are you going to get mad about? Are you going to say like, you know, in 2020 the music just really was terrible and at the end of the day, like, we're all still trying to figure out our own identity? See, that's where that is a new age problem because, see, I knew my identity for a long time. You know what I mean? I'm all male all the time. I'm not changing, transitioning, or nothing. You know? And I love being it. You should love being who you are. Like, you look at it now, a lot of people won't even say, like, that they are human. They'll come up with this stuff like, they are a helicopter, an earthworm, a can of peanut butter, or something like that. Yeah, people will say a can of peanut butter. It's just like, damn. Anything but not being human, right? It's wild. But you know, like, when you let people have things their own way, what do they want? They want more, right? That's usually how it goes, and as I said before, you're not going to please everybody with this mentality. Nobody's going to win or grow with this. It's going to be the same old pandering, the same old spoon feeding, and then until it goes into something of serious nature, then it becomes a debate. And you think about all the time wasted with a lot of us doing these things when we all should just really look at each other and say, you know what? Are you living well? Are you doing fine? Yes or no? Because there is no right or wrong answer at that point. You know? It's about how you feel. And how you feel is good. But then there are times where you just need to understand your feeling, but you got to go through life. It's already confusing and stressful enough. And you'll also see like how certain people that you thought were going to be good for you are not good for you. But that's just those surprises in life. You see what I'm saying? And I hope that once we get to that point where we can really have this conversation, we can actually grow from this. I hope that, you know, none of these wars take place. I hope that World War III doesn't even happen. You know, because for one thing, a lot of these countries talk a big deal, but they don't have the resources to even go through with it. I said a lot of them. Not all of them. And then another thing is, you kind of wonder how small the dick is. You know what I'm saying? Like any of these world leaders doing this stuff. It's like, really? What the hell kind of axe you got to grind? Because I don't think we can afford it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just terrible, man. And like, one of our rights in this country actually is for all of us to be able to gather, to be able to congregate. You know what I'm saying? We're able to come together as a group, as a unit, and talk about what we like to talk about. What we are not allowed to do is we are not allowed to incite a riot and incite hate speech or involve in any of that stuff anytime. And then you wonder about the Charlottesville, Virginia fiasco. Yeah, you might as well call it a fiasco. It was a conflict, but it was most definitely a fiasco. And then you take a look at, like, January 6th. And then you take a look at, like, all of this going on right now. Yeah. One hell of a mess to clean up. But everything's got hate on speed dial. And this story that I'm telling you, and all of those things that I pointed out to you tonight, are usually in between drug commercials or, like, one of those stupid entertainment news pieces, such as, like, such and such regretted their role in this movie. Or, you know, Martin Freeman's coming up to defend his role that he had with Jenna Ortega in one of those movies, such as, like, The Age Gap and all that. It's like, that's what that fucking movie was about. Like, it's just too much. I've said this on Soda before. It's like backstage has become the show now. And all of the stuff that's backstage, you know, like, it would be the show that you come here to watch, you know? Like, I could have done a whole comedy show for you guys tonight and all, but I wanted to get you thinking. I wanted you to really, like, pay attention to things and be like, huh, this could be a little bit different. Things could be a lot better, you know? But since we got a few more minutes, I will tell you some things that lighten up and help me get through. Well, of course, the coming of Jams 90. Yes, Jams 90 is happening this Friday. Tomorrow is the last day to submit tracks. So, if you have two tracks ready and you want to go ahead and make Jams history and be on Jams 90 on Friday, email them to j360jams@gmail.com. That is made for all you musicians out there or musicians that you know of. Come on, let's do this. We're on the road to 100, you know what I'm saying? And speaking of the J-Man Show, we're on the road to 400 with this. But as per usual, though, there is a another show that's going to be making its comeback. And I thought I had time this weekend to do it, but I do not. I have time next week to do that one. So stand by on J360TV, which is youtube.com/J360Productions, for a special presentation on Thursday at 10 o'clock p.m. All right, you know, yeah, it's time to go ahead and roll this stuff out. I remember one time I wanted to move up stuff from 10 o'clock to 7, and that still may happen, but not right now. Get what I'm saying? Oh, yes, what I have watched not too long ago. I watched the Knuckles show not too long ago, and I gotta say, Paramount, you might be up for sale, but man, you know how to go out with a bang. I am here for all of this stuff that they're doing with Sonic the Hedgehog, man. I really am. Like, there's a whole renaissance for that character and the franchise that's going on right now thanks to those movies. So, it's like, yeah, this is great. I had a good time watching the first two movies, and then I had a good time watching this Knuckles series. Even though, you know, it seemed like they kind of had a little trouble between whose show is it? Is it Wade's or is it Knuckles? But then again, Wade is Knuckles' protege in this, so it makes sense for him to take center stage in a few episodes. But it was 6 good episodes, and I liked it. I'm looking forward to Sonic 3 now, but that'll be all the way in December, so just got to ride this out, got to get through summer, the election season, and all that stuff, but all in all, though, I enjoyed it, and that keeps me going. And then a lot of the anime I've been watching lately. Yeah, I'm back in, y'all. I didn't leave the anime club. I am back in watching all that wild stuff. This is the time to do it. I mean, what with Akira Toriyama's passing, this is the perfect time for me to get back into Dragon Ball and, you know, watch everything from the old Dragon Ball series up to Super and then GT. Or is it GT then Super? It doesn't really matter. There's a fork in the road with that. But what I'll do is I'll turn it over to Super and then I'll probably go to GT. But I'm just having a field day with them. I'm looking to see like how many Dragon Ball Z animated movies I have. And I have like 4 of them. So I got to go ahead and work on getting the other ones. But I also got Speed Racer over here. And I also have Yu Yu Hakusho over there. I've been watching The Laughing Salesman too. And let me just say, that is one wild show. I can't believe that the people that made Doraemon made that series. But then again, there's a lot of shows out there that are made by certain people that you're like, damn, they took it a whole different way, you know? Such as like let's see, what is it? Space Battleship Yamato. And then, of course, you got Galaxy Express 999. And not to mention, like, then again, they had a reference to Cyborg 009 in there, too. Which I never got to finish. I need to do an anime episode, don't I? But, well, if and when I do, it'll be on J360 TV, so you'll pay attention to that. But all in all, though, it's like, this is a great time for me to go ahead and bring back some of these other things, which is what has been keeping me alive and keeping me focused on things, even though we got a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. My one eye is looking at all this stuff that's going on in the world, whereas my other eye is looking at all this stuff that gives my life meaning. If that makes sense, and I hope it does, because I am not repeating that shit again. So, figured I'd let you guys know about that stuff. But it's not always a downer moment, guys. We just have to make life livable. Alright? Like any of y'all that are making music right now, you know, let that be something to make your life livable before you sign these record deals and stuff. And if you sign any label deals, make sure you read the fine print. Make sure you're able to be yourself and do what you love. Because that seems to be like an arm and a leg now. But all in all, though, I hope you guys take care of yourselves. I know we had a real serious episode. I tried to lighten it up a little bit, but I want you guys to think, though. I want you guys to realize that life is changing all the time, and until the world heals, it's only going to get crazier on end. But, you know, well, you can start right now with yourselves and think about, like, what changes you like to make. That'll probably help you, you know? But all in all, I got to get up out of here. So this is J-Man signing off. Jams, it will be happening this Friday, and you all take care of yourselves till then, okay? Peace.
Future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.